Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms today, otherwise lots of sunshine. Daytime highs approaching 76, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, slight chance for storms, 46. Daytime highs approaching 82, tomorrow ample sunshine expected. Sunny skies and dry, Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 42.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In southwest Kansas, a familiar face is taking the reins of the Lady Demons wrestling program.
Dodge City native Cole Trent has been named the new head coach pending school board approval. A Dodge City High alum and current Comanche Middle School teacher, Trent has coached both boys and girls wrestling locally for the past 4 years. As an assistant, he helped lead the girls' team to third-place state finish last year and runner-up this year. DCHS officials say Trent's passion and leadership make him the right fit to carry the program forward. I'm J.P. Bazette.
So far, measles cases in the state have been confined to the southwest Kansas area, but now Sedgwick County has its first case. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment confirmed a case of measles in an unvaccinated child between the ages of 5 and 10, and they're working to notify anyone who might have been exposed. Symptoms include fever, runny nose, cough, or rash, and symptoms typically appear 7 to 14 days after contact with the virus. Around 50 measles cases have appeared so far this year. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, know it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On May 1st, 2025, a man accused of aggravated indecent liberties with a child was found not guilty by a jury of 12 in Ellis County District Court. The defendant, Amador Pina III, was charged with one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, an off-grid person felony, and the charge alleged Pina lewdly touched or fondled his daughter, an 11-year-old, in July of 2022. Pina is a Florida resident who was visiting relatives in Hayes during the time of the alleged crime. The defendant was represented by Hayes attorney Kip Johnson, and the state was represented by former Ellis County attorney and now special prosecutor appointed Robert A. Anderson, Jr. Judge Curtis J. Brown, Chief District Court Judge of the 23rd Judicial District, presided over the trial. The jury heard testimony from the 11-year-old daughter, who is now 14 years old, and the victim's older sisters, who testified about specific instances of other sexual misconduct they alleged the defendant had committed against them. The defense presented several character witnesses, highlighting the defendant's military service record and top-secret government clearance. The defendant took the stand to testify and denied all allegations. Throughout the trial, the defense focused on the bitter dissolution of the marriage between the defendant and the girl's mother, suggesting that the allegations were fabricated to get back at their father for abandoning the family and for other various transgressions, like cutting them off financially. The jury deliberated for over 4 hours before notifying the judge at around 5 p.m. on Thursday that they were hopelessly split in their decision. The court inquired of the jury foreman to see if they believed it was possible they could reach a unanimous verdict if they continued to deliberate, and the foreman indicated that they would try. 20 minutes later, the jury reached a unanimous not guilty verdict. The Alzheimer's Association recently released its 2025 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report, revealing that over 54,000 Kansans aged 65 and older are living with the disease. The association said that as the number of total Americans living with Alzheimer's disease tops more than 7 million for the first time, Nearly 4 in 5 Americans stated they would want to know if they had Alzheimer's disease before it impacted their lives. They also said they would want treatment, even if it comes with risks, as long as it slows the progression of the disease. The 2025 Facts and Figures report provides an in-depth look at the latest national and state-by-state statistics on Alzheimer's prevalence, mortality, dementia care workforce, costs of care, and impact on caregivers. New disease-related statistics for Kansas revealed that the number of Kansas residents aged 65 and older living with Alzheimer's is 54,500. The statewide deaths from Alzheimer's disease is 944, and the number of Kansas residents serving as unpaid family caregivers is 90,000. The full text of the 2025 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures Report, including the accompanying special report, American Perspective on Early Detection of Alzheimer's Disease in the Era of Treatment, can be viewed at alz.org/facts. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced the beginning of the harmful algae bloom season. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. And blooms can develop rapidly. If the water appears suspicious or if there's decaying algae on the shore, you should avoid contact and keep your dogs away, as these toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending on the type of exposure, like direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, and can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, you need to rinse the area with clean, fresh water. And suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. If you observe a scum or paint-like surface on the water, small floating blue-green clumps or filaments in the water, or if the water is an opaque green, avoid contact and keep your pets away. These are indications that a harmful algae bloom may be present, and pet owners should be aware that animals that swim in or drink water affected by a harmful algae bloom or eat dried algae along the shore may become seriously ill or die. For information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/hab. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday, a Malcolm woman who has been accused of multiple thefts in the Lincoln area pled not guilty. 31-year-old Krista McIntyre waived her preliminary hearing in Lancaster County Court, and a judge forwarded her case to district court. Court documents showed that she and her husband, 35-year-old Jesse McIntyre, stole a Malcolm Men's Menards rebates early this year, and on February 21st and 22nd, they redeemed a total of $3,934.83 in rebates at the Menards stores in Lincoln. Then on March 16th, the Lincoln Police Department said the couple broke into Elway Power Sports near 27th Street and Fletcher Avenue, and the break-in was caught on a surveillance camera. In the video, someone uses a sledgehammer to break a glass door, then three people enter the store, and two of them took a pair of Yamaha dirt bikes that police said were worth more than $8,000 each. The Lincoln Police Department said the McIntyres were caught with one of the bikes in their pickup truck, and they also had a pipe with methamphetamine residue on the center console. Krista McIntyre is charged with felony theft, second-degree forgery, and possession of a controlled substance, and she's also facing a burglary charge in connection with an October break-in at a storage unit. Her arraignment on the new charges in Lancaster County District Court is set for May 28th. Jesse McIntyre waived his preliminary hearing last month, and he's scheduled to be arraigned on May 14th. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, work began on U.S. Highway 6 from reference post 174.01 to reference post 182.11. The work includes asphalt paving, grading, drainage structure work, traffic light replacement, and concrete work for turning radius improvement, and the traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers for a majority of the work, with a 12-foot width restriction in effect. The anticipated completion is September 30, 2025. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Norton Community Schools sent a message through the Remind app with an update on the car accident that occurred Wednesday night, May 7th, involving the four Norton girls. School Superintendent Corey Roy reported that two of the girls are current seniors at Norton Community High School, and two of the girls were recent graduates of Norton Community High School. Members of the USD 211 crisis team will be meeting early today, Thursday, May 8th, to assess students' and staff's needs for the day, and updated information throughout the day will be provided through the Remind app when details are confirmed. School will proceed today on a regular schedule, and counseling for individuals or groups will be provided for staff and students throughout the day in designated areas of each school. If there are questions or concerns on this procedure, you can contact the superintendent or the building principal. And Mr. Roy said that they ask for your prayers and support in this very difficult time for these four girls, their families, classmates, and teachers. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that the Kansas Department of Commerce is accepting nominations for the 2025 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards. The increasingly popular annual award program recognizes companies and individuals around the state for the positive impact they make on the Kansas economy and their communities. During the event, Commerce will also announce the prestigious Governor's Award of Excellence, the 2025 Governor's Exporter of the Year, and the two newest inductees of the Kansas Business Hall of Fame. This year's To the Stars Kansas Business Awards ceremony will be held this fall, bringing together leaders, innovators, and supporters from across the state to celebrate business excellence. The awards also underscore Kansas's commitment to celebrating and supporting businesses at every stage of growth. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said each year the To the Stars honorees exemplify the vision, passion, and drive needed to excel in business and have a lasting impact. He said they go the extra mile for their customers and communities, and it's an honor to recognize all they do for the Kansas economy. He encourages everyone to nominate their local stars for these distinguished awards. Award nominations will be accepted until July 7th, and to learn more, view past winners, and to submit nominations, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/to the stars. The American Red Cross encourages the public to schedule their May donation appointments before summer gets into full swing, because year-end school ceremonies, sporting events, and celebrations are expected to fill evenings and weekends, and patients are counting on donors to also make blood donation a priority. By giving blood to the Red Cross, donors can help ensure blood is ready for patients in the most critical situations. So you can give this May to keep hospitals prepared for all transfusion needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now, as type O negative is the universal blood type and can be transfused to any person, no matter their blood type, and this makes it essential to the most dire situations. To make a blood donation a priority in May and help patients in critical situations, you can schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Locally, blood donation opportunities will be held in Phillipsburg on May 13th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Phillips County 4-H building, in Oberlin on May 14th from 12:15 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Gateway, and in Norton on May 21st from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Norton County 4-H building located at 126 East Park Street. According to the USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service, for the week ending May 4, 2025, winter wheat condition rated 15% poor, 33% fair, 40% good, and 7% excellent. Winter wheat jointed was 87%, behind 92% last year, but ahead of 80% for the five-year average. Headed was 45%, behind the 51% last year, but ahead of the 26% average. There were 4.7 days suitable for field work. topsoil moisture supplies rated 36% very short to short, 56% adequate, and 8% surplus, and subsoil moisture supplies rated 42% very short to short, 54% adequate, and 4% surplus. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School for lunch will be having beef burrito, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, baby carrots, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty or chef salad with whipped potatoes, French bread, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be orange chicken, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny with the high near 76 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 46 and an east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 82 with a west wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 48. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing the weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 83. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 82. On Monday, sunny with a high near 83 and breezy. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 90. And on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 85. Currently, with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northwest at 3 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.15. And the dew point is 46 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21 and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Ben Solak of ESPN joined the Mina Kimes Show podcast and discussed what he liked about the Chiefs draft class.
Simmons is the exact sort of like
perfect
right,
at 32.
He's
perfect.
such a good space player. He needs the year, like, you know, get healthy, whatever. Ashton Gelati at the edge at Louisville is just like classic Spags edge. He's bad at sacking the quarterback. He's good at everything else, right? Just like you just kind of like detonate him, you blow up a side of the line, somebody else cleans it up. And then Noah Williams, you know, whenever Spags gets a DB, right, kind of in that middle round area, your ears up. Noah Williams in press coverage at Cal was a sight to see. He was really fun to watch. He's not super big, but he punched above his weight. And they have a lot of uncertainty at outside corner, right? Jalen Watson, Christian Fulton, Josh Williams, they have some rising free agents. They're adding Williams to that room, and someone's going to win a job. So as a third round pick, he's in the 70s. He's going to have a chance to start early. Jalen Royals in the fourth round. I thought that was, you know, air raid style receiver going to a spread style offense. Yeah, that's just good, solid Chiefs draft all over the place.
Again, that audio courtesy of Ben Solak, the Mina Kimes podcast, and ESPN, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.